Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Today I'm talking with Blakey LaCrone, who teaches business law at Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. Identity theft is a growing issue among consumers in America. Ms. LaCrone, what should people know about identity theft?
There are ways to protect yourself from identity theft. One is you desperately need to protect your Social Security number. Do not give that out to people. I would not carry it with me in my billfold. Another thing is if you need to check your mail, you will get a lot of unsolicited credit card applications. There are people that dive in dumpsters and get those and fill those out. It's fairly easy because of the internet access to get a lot of information on you that's out there that is publicly available. So that can be very frightening. They also suggest that you have a locked mailbox and take your things to the post office and put them in the box yourself rather than leaving bills and such that you paid in your own personal mailbox. Another thing that maybe you should do is be carefully check your bills as they come in, because a lot of people will have stolen only one credit card and you will begin to get enormous bills on that you wonder what they're about. So I really, really want everyone to check their statements when they come in. Another thing that can happen is you put a lot of information, maybe filling out things on the internet through various companies like eBay and so forth. I want you to be aware that there are hackers that can get in and are good enough to virtually steal your identity.
Hmm. So what are ways that someone's identity gets stolen?
That's
are
right.
there other ways?
There are, for example, if you go to a restaurant and use a credit card, there have been cases where someone has literally taken your card and had their own private little machine and they swipe it. They swipe it with the companies also, and there you have it. Or they will, people don't dispose of their receipts, particularly like if you fill up with gas and there is your receipt coming out and you don't pick it up, they can run with that. So there are many other ways that they can do it. One of the worst is if you have a hover while you're using your ATM machine to get money, or if you're putting in some sort of PIN, they can do that. And I want to tell the listeners that credit cards and ATM debit cards are not controlled by the same law. And you're only liable for $50 on the credit card if you don't notify within a certain time after you've checked your statement on the ATM card. You could have unlimited liability and the thief could literally clean you out.
Thanks, Ms. LaCrone. Blakey LaCrone teaches business law at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business, or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM, Waco.